Addie Tudor. I am from 7th Hour, and I will be talking about the strategic arms limitations, also known as SALT.
So, what is SALT?
So, pretty much the basics of SALT is, it stands for Strategic Arms Limitations, and it was a negotiation between the United States and the Soviet Union about putting restrictions on the manufacturing of strategic missiles that can carry nuclear weapons.
So, which countries were really in charge of this?
The countries that were involved were the United States and Russia, the Soviet Union, and they would,
So, what did these countries hope to get out of these SALT talks?
So, pretty much there were two different SALT talks. There was just regular SALT and then SALT II. The first SALT was in the late 1960s. The United States found out that the Soviet Union was starting the ICBM, which stands for Intercontinental Ballistic Missile. The United States found this out in that the ICBM was supposed to reach them. Then in 1967, President Lyndon Johnson announced that the Soviet Union had begun to develop an ABM, which stands for Anti-Ballistic Missile. This development of the ABM could allow one side to launch a first strike and then stop the other from retaliating by shooting down incoming missiles. And then this was when the strategic arms limitation was born, and Johnson called for the talk in 1967 with Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin at Glassboro State College in New Jersey. Johnson said that they must have control over the ABM, and Johnson's successor, Richard Nixon, also believed in the concept of SALT. And so pretty much for the first time in the Cold War, the United States and the Soviet Union agreed on something. They agreed to limit the number of nuclear weapons in their arsenals. So that was the first SALT negotiation.
And the second SALT negotiation?
The second SALT negotiation came about in 1972, and these negotiations lasted for 7 whole years. At the end of those 7 years, the second SALT negotiation finally negotiated that there should be limits on the number of strategic launchers. Limits were also put on multiple independently chargeable reentry vehicles, also known as MIRVs, long-range boomers, and the total number of strategic launchers also had limits put on them. And the SALT II treaty was signed on June 18, 1979 by President Jimmy Carter and Brezhnev in Vienna.
And did these SALT treaties last for a very long time?
Well, actually, renewed tensions between the United States and the Soviet Union caused Carter to remove the treaty in January 1980 after the Soviets' invasion of Afghanistan.
And were there any other versions of...
Well, later came negotiations in Geneva in 1982 called Strategic Arms Reduction Talks, which also stands for START. So that's what came about.
All right. Do you have any final words you'd like to say?
Nope. That's about it.
Thank you.
That's it.